Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Iruvin Daf Tzadi Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Our shiur today begins 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadi Gimel. The first word on the line is Iko. In the middle of the line, you'll notice a slash mark, at which our shiur will begin with Omar Rav Yehuda. But before we begin the actual shiur, let us glance at the side under our Nosei heading. The Pirush Chai, the Book of Illustrations, will be helpful to have that at hand. We'll be referring to illustrations found on page 204, illustration 59, and then illustration 60. Under our topic heading, the Nosei, we've written the following. Sholosh Karpifos Ze Bitzad Ze. A karpif, as you can see, is an enclosed area. In this case, you have 3 enclosed areas, one next to the other. V'nimtza ish yochid b'chol echod. And a single person is found in each one. In case number 1, beis chitzoinim, the 2 outer karpifs, rechovim, are wide. V'emtzoi tzor, and the middle one is narrow. Now, this sugya is coming on the heels of our previous sugya of a chotzer gedola and a chotzer ketano, when one has to evaluate the relationship of a narrow area to the wider area. The second model has the opposite, where the emtsoi is rochav, the middle karpif is rochav. Mosai Efshar Lomar Sheshloisha Hanoshim Nechshovim Biyachad. Under what circumstances can we consider the 3 individuals as if they are together? And when you have 3 people together, then Kidei Shenati Lohem Mechitza Klusha Shel Shti O Orev Kidei Lahati Lohem Kol Tzorchan. If you have 3 people together, they're called a Shayora. Shayora literally is a caravan, caravan of people. But it's a reference here to a group of 3 people that if we can view them as if they are together, we will allow them to have as much area as they need and not restrict them to the 2 sa'ah, the beis sosayim, that otherwise would be all they get as each one as an individual. So that if you have an individual in a karpif, and a karpif made of a weak whose fence is what's called klusha, weak in the sense that it's either only upright slats or ropes going across horizontally, that's called a weak type mechitza. So that under such circumstances, if you have a weak type mechitza, an individual is given only up till 2 sa'ah. But if you can say you have 3 people together, then we will entitle them to have as much as an unlimited amount of enclosure for them in which to carry around items on Shabbos. But otherwise, if they are individuals and the area enclosing an individual is more than 2 sa'ah, he will not be able to carry any more than 4 amos, even though it's an enclosed area. But midrabbanan, there's a rabbinic stringency that when you have a weak type enclosure, so then we limit the amount you can carry till 4 amos, unless, as we said, it's 3 people together. That is as far as our introduction is concerned. Now let's turn to the Gemara. And as we learn the Gemara, we'll also pay attention to Rashi's explanation. The Gemara, Omar of Yehuda, Sholosh Karpifos Ze Bitzad Ze, 3 enclosed areas, one next to the other, one running into the other, and they are surrounded by a mechitza, klusha, a weak type of fence, either shti, which are upright slats, or orev would be ropes going around forming the enclosure, either or. Now, case one, ushnayim achitzonim megupofim. That means that the two outer ones are wider. They have gipufim. The gipufim you can see in the diagram where you see the letter aleph. The aleph represents the gipuf. That's the part of the enclosure that in the case of the wider sections, they jut out beyond the narrow section. So if you have the that model, that's shnayim chitzonim megupof, emtsoi eino megupof, and the middle one is not, v'yochid bozeh, means there is one person in each one of the areas, nase kishayora, then they are considered as if all three are together. That is because the people in the large area are considered as if they are in the small area. That's the rule that applies when you have a large and small area, one opening up into the other, so that the people in the large area are considered as if they have, let's say, have control over the small area, so they're considered as if they are there too. The noisin lohem kol sorchan, and they can have as much enclosed area as they need, even though we're dealing with what's called a mechitza klusha, weak type of mechitza. However, now we switch around the model to what's the second model. And by the way, the Rashi also features these pictures that you can see in the Pirush Chai. So in our Rashi picture, this is picture number two. It might remind some people of a Chevrolet design. Slightly, it's a little bit different, but it's close enough for serving as a memory device. And in the Gemara, it says, "Emtsoi megupof, ushnayim achitzonim einom megupofim," where the middle one is the wider karpif, the larger one with the gipufim, and the extremities are narrow. V'yochid bezeh, v'yochid bezeh, v'yochid bezeh, and there are individuals in each one. Ein noisim lehem elo beis sheish. The maximum that we can give them is six sa'ah, two sa'ah per person. In other words, they are not considered as if they are together. Now, we look at Rashi, who fills in a great amount of detail. Rashi that we're looking at is less than halfway down the wide lines. Sholosh karpifo zeh b'tzad zeh. Kagon shoyu mahalchem b'derech. Imagine three people were walking on the road. V'kifu sholosh karpifos l'dira. And they enclosed three enclosures for dwelling purposes. And of course, this is all in anticipation of Shabbos. So they enclosed themselves before Shabbos. B'mechitza shel shti. Kagon shel konim, with a mechitza of upright slats or poles. Konim are reeds. Oy shel orev. Or a horizontal type enclosure. Kagon chavolim. Like ropes. When you have this type of weak enclosure, so the individual does not have any more than an enclosure of two saw. If it's less than two saw, so he can carry within his enclosed area. A caravan can enclose as much as they need. That's lahakiv kol tzorchan bekonim ubechavolim ledira. With upright poles or with ropes for dwelling. Aval yochid, yoyzmer is assigned low, but an individual, if it's more than two saw, he is not allowed. Elohim kain, also shti v'orev mechitza kemis, unless he made a crisscross, a fence that is a permanent type fence, that's or a lasting fence, then he would be allowed more than two saw, since he is making it l'shem dira, for dwelling purposes. Ushnayim achitzoinim megupofim v'chulei. The Rashi is referring here to the first diagram, and in the Pirush Chai was diagram 59. Shachitzoinim rechavim minatzoi. The outer carpets are wider than the middle. V'hu porutz lishnei below. it, the middle one, is completely open. From its vantage point, when you're inside of that, you look into the two side carpus, and you notice that the middle carpus is completely open into them. There's nothing jutting inwards as far as they are concerned. The gipufehen oifin molov. The gipuf is something that goes beyond the edge of the middle carpus. V'yochid bozeh,
nasu shayora,
Rashi continues, v'noistim lohem kol tzorchon, when you have only one person in each one, nevertheless, they are considered like a shayor daminon. We say, we have a rule, d'yuri g'doylim b'kotten, the dwellers in the large ones are considered in the small one. V'nintzu shloshtim b'emtsoi, and with this legal perspective, so we see all three as if they're in the middle one, and hoentsoi mitzarfon, the middle one joins them together. Umuter emtsoi ze kol shehu hekiv gadol b'mechitza shoshti o shel orif kagon sheirvo, and the middle carpeth is thereby entitled to as much area as it needs. And Rashi adds, assuming that the three people were ma'arev one with the other. Now, the other case, emtsoi megupof v'chitzonim ein megupofim, where the middle one is the wider one, and the extremities are narrow, shehu rochav mehen, v'hein psuchim lo b'mlo o, the outer ones open completely, they are completely open into the middle one, l'didei lo have milu'o, but when you're in the middle one, so it's not completely open into them. Ein noslim lohem ela beis asayim l'chol karpif sherei ein shlosh diurim biyachad. In this case, you don't have three people together. The diurim tsoi b'chitzonim, whoever's in the middle one is viewed as if they are in the outer ones. V'zil l'hochi trehu d'iko emtsoi leko elochad. And however you look at things, you won't have three people together. Therefore, in this case, you'll have two in one of them and one in the other. Rashi goes on to say, "V'im echod mehen yosur mibeis hasayim." If one of the outer ones is more than two saw, so who usur? V'im emtsoi yosur mibeis hasayim. If the middle one is more than two saw, then kulon asurim sherehen prutzin l'rishus asur, because then the outer ones are open completely into a forbidden area. Let us now turn back to the Gemara. We continue with a question. Ibaya Laho, going on case Roman numeral number 2, the situation where the middle one was larger. And now how you have a different setup of by way of people. Echod bozev, shnayim b'emtsoi. You have individuals in the extremes, one and one, and then in the middle one you have two people. And in our theme, in our scheme of things, we should say, the issue is, can we say you've got three people together or not? So what about in this case? In the Gemara, just before this, and we saw this in Rashi, when you have the wider one in the middle, so he is considered in one of the extremes. But you won't be able to develop a case where you have three people together. But in this case, I've got two people in the middle one. And as we said before, we view the larger one, as we will see shortly in the Gemara. In this case, you have one and one in the extremes, and two in the middle, mahu. Well, I lahocha nafki, if the two in the middle one go to one side, so then you've got three people together. Vi lahocha nafki, and if you go to the other extreme, tlosa havu. So, you know, as we're saying that the wide, whatever's in the wide one is considered also in the narrow. So if you have two people in the wide one in the middle, so they are also considered in the narrow. So either way, you've got three people together. And once you've got three people together, they're entitled to an enclosure as large as whatever they need, whatever they want. So that's one possibility in analyzing this. Oy dilma. Or it could be that the two people in the middle are really split. Chad lahocha nafik, v'chad lahocha nafik. The two that were in the middle, one goes to one extreme and the other goes to the other extreme. And then I don't have three people together. So that is left as a question. V'im timtze lomar, and if you want to say chad lahocha nafik, v'chad lahocha nafik, in other words, in that case we will not have created a shayora. What about this case? Shnayim bozeh u'shnayim bozeh. I've got two people in each one of the chitzonim, in each one of the outer ones. V'echod be'emtzoi, and one in the middle one, which is the larger karpif. Mahu. What do we say in this case? And again, when you have a person in the wide one, he is also said to be in the narrow. Now, well, in this case, you've got two people in each one of the narrow karpifs. Hocha vadai ilocha nafik plosavu ilocha nafik plosahavu. In this case, it would seem obvious that if the individual in the middle one is put to the right side, you've got three then, and if he's put to the left side, you've got three people then. So you, either way you look at it, you're going to create a shayora oy dilma. Or possibly Amar Lahocha Nafik V'Amar Lahocha Nafik, which means it could be that the single guy in the middle will go to the right or he'll go to the left. And I don't know. And if, as a result of my not knowing, I'm not going to matir any one of them. So we have a number of questions that we raised along the way. The Hilchisa, the Gemara rules, Ba'ayon, Ba'ayon means our questions, Lekula. Whatever creates a leniency, we will rule thusly. As you can see, we have a slash mark indicating that that which follows is a new trend of thought. We have a bow tie that appears, and the explanation for this you'll find on the top of Omid Beis under our Nosei Mivneh heading, where we've written the bow tie represents Shnei Deos. These are two opinions. E gidud chamisha umechitza chamisha mitstarfin. If you have a situation where you have a chotzer, two chotzeros, but they are like they are terraced. In other words, they are different levels, so that the lower chotzer, and you can see this illustrated in illustration 64 on page 205 of the Pirush Chai, so that the lower chotzer is five tfochim below the floor of the upper chotzer, and in addition to that, the upper chotzer builds another wall five tfachim above his ground, so that when you're in the lower chotzer and you're looking toward in the direction of the upper one, he sees a wall, so to speak, of 10 tfachim, five of natural material and five more of the wall that was just built by the upper guy. That's known as Gidud Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha. Regarding that, we have two opinions. So now we begin the Gemara, also having noted illustration 61 at the bottom of page 204. Omar Rav Chista. We continue at the top of Amud Beis. Gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha ein mitstarfin. He, Rav Chista, says they do not join up. Ad she'e o kulo begidud oy kulo b'mechitza. either it's all this natural wall, or it's a mechitza, a built wall. But this idea of partial natural and partial built is not going to join together. A triangle appears, as will several others as the Gemara goes on, and on the side we have this as explained kushios. Al Rav Chisda v'al hatirutzim shel haGemara b'chol shlav. So these represent questions on Rav Chisda and questions on whatever answers were given at each stage. Meisvei. So we raise a question from a Tanaic source. We'll have on hand illustration 65. The source says Shtei Chatzer Zu L'mala Mizu, two courtyards, one higher than the other. And the upper one is 10 tfachim higher than the lower one. That's what you see in 65. Oy, if you look in illustration 64, you find Oy Shiyesh Bo Gidud Chamisho Mechitzo Chamisho. You have the where the Aleph is, that's the Gidud, that's the natural wall, if you will, formed by the elevation of the upper one. And you also have five more, the bays in that illustration. In illustration 64 is the mechitza, that's another five tfachim. So if you have this, we say ma'arvin shnayim v'ein ma'arvin echad. They are considered two separate chatzeros. In other words, the gidud and the mechitza join up to create 10 tfachim, thereby separating the two courtyards and not enabling them to join together. Pochos mikan, if the height is any less than that, ma'arvin echad v'ein ma'arvin shnayim, then they have to join in one eruv and they cannot make separate eruvin. But if the mechitza measures a total of 10, and which could be made of 5 and 5, as we said, then that will be a full-fledged wall, and they'll have to make separate a Reuven and not be able to join the two Chatzeros together. What do we see? We see that Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha are Mitztarfen. That's a Kashan Rav Chisda. Well, Omar Rava answers, Moide Rav Chisda Betachtoino. Rav Chisda will acknowledge regarding the lower chotzer, hoyel v'roya p'nei asar, because when it looks in the direction of the next chotzer, it sees 10. It sees a wall of 10. So, what is the din according to this? So that the idea of making two mechitzos, two a reuven that is, will apply to the bottom chotzer. That it cannot, basically, it's saying it cannot join with the upper chotzer. If we look in the Rashi on the second line from the top, Moide Rav Chisda betachtoino de legabo havio mechitza, it is considered a wall relative to the bottom chotzer. Avle gabi elyoino lav mechitzahi. As far as the upper courtyard is concerned, it doesn't have a mechitza. She'eino roya es pnei asor le mechitzasa. It doesn't see a wall of 10. When it looks toward the lower chotzer, all it sees is a wall of 5. If it had all been a natural height discrepancy of 10, that would have been better. If all you had was a height discrepancy of 10, the upper chotzer, when it goes to the edge, will see a drop of 10 tfachim, that it's 10 tfachim higher than the lower chotzer. Then it's a clear wall. It's a clear mechitza because it has 10 tfachim. It's clear to them because they see it. The Gemara. Ihochi. The Gemara now asks on this teretz. Tachtoino te'orev shnayim velo te'orev echad. The lower one then has the only option it has is to make an eruv amongst its own houses, and it cannot join together with the upper one because it has a wall of 10. And el yoino lo sa'arev loy echad velo shnayim, the upper one cannot make any eruv, not with itself, because with itself it's considered completely open into the lower one. So it can't gain a heter by making its own Eruv. Velo Shnayim, it can't make two separate Eruvim either. If we look in Rashi, there's a star that we have to make it easier to locate where we want to pick up with the Rashi. A few lines above, you see Rashi, Avol, El Yoina Afil Atzma Asura, the upper one cannot make an internal Eruv Chatzeres with the houses opening into that upper courtyard. Shatachtoina Osarta, the lower courtyard imposes an Isser on the upper one. She'en Kan Mechitza, there isn't a wall, there isn't a fence of 10 Tvachim. Velo chad nami ta'arevim tachton, it can't make an eruv together with the lower one. Shari ein kan pesach, it doesn't have an opening. The legabi tachtona hakol sosim, because as far as the lower one, it's completely sealed up. So at this point, we see that the answer that was given on behalf of Rav Chisda is not good, because according to Rav Chisda's answer, the Elyona should not be able to make any Eruv, and that's not what it said in the source. Omar Rabo Bar Ula, we look at illustration 66, and he says, Kagon Shoisa Elyona Megupefes Ad Eser Amois. As you can see illustrated, there is a wall on the upper chotzer that really is 10 tfachim tall. It's just that it's not 10 across the entire length of the wall, because in the middle of that wall there's a lower section. And the lower section's entire width does not exceed 10 amos. That's what this idea is. Megupefes ad eser amos. Now, as a result of this, each chotzer can make its own eruv. The lower chotzer, being that it has a wall of 10, as from its vantage point, it can't join with the upper one. And the upper one also has a wall of 10 tfachim. True, part of it is open, has less height to it, but it's a wall for its purposes, and therefore they can make their own Eruv. And the source had said, Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'en Ma'arvin Echad. However, the Gemara asks, E Hachi Emo Seifa. Well, if you're going to accept this pshat, then continue reading the source. And it read, Pochos Mikan. This is a quote from the source we had above. Pochos mikan ma'arvin echad v'ein ma'arvin shnayim. If it's less, then they make one eruv, and they cannot make two eruvin. Well, if as Rabba Bar Ula said that it's megupefes ad etzer amois, and the Seifa says, it talks about a case that's pochus mikan, that would mean that the height of the wall is in the middle section is less than 10 tfachim. So then there is access from the lower chotzer to the upper chotzer. There's a wall with an opening in it. And as a result of that, we iboya chad ta'arev, iboya trei ta'arev. Why does the source say ein ma'arvin shnayim when they have an option of making one eruv together, to join the two chatzeres together? But on the other hand, it still is megupefes, so it's in effect a doorway, so they can make two separate eruvim as well. So according to the pshat of Rabba Bar Ula, that you're dealing with a mechitza that's megupefes, basically it would be a door, it would be a type of entranceway. So why does the source say ein ma'arvin shnayim? That, in other words, why can't you view it as you would any wall with a door in it? And when you have a wall with a door in it, and the door is represented by the fact that the middle part of the wall is less than 10 tfachim, as it said, pochus mikan. And we know when you have two chatzeros with a wall and a door wall between them and a doorway, they have the option of making two separate eruvim as well. Omar Rabo Bre Derava. We look at illustration 67, the last illustration on page 205. He says, what's the case here? What's the case? He says, Kegoin Shinifritza Atachtoino Bimaloa Le'el Yoina. So this changes the picture. The lower chotzer is not megupefes. It's a narrow chotzer. So from its vantage point, when you're looking from it into the large chotzer, the lower one is completely open into the large one. Being that it's completely open and it's less than 10 tfochim, then the only option they have is to make one eruv and not two. E hochi, if that be the case, tachtoino chad te'orev, tre lo te'orev, the tachtona would have an option only in joining together with the upper one, but would not be able to make an eruv within itself, a more, let's say, private or local eruv, because the upper, because it opens up completely into another domain, so it's affected by that upper domain. Elyona, on the other hand, ibayo tre ta'orev, ibayo chatorev. The Elyona, which has a wall and it's megupefes, they should have the option of making their own eruv. It can make their own. That would be a function of two eruvim, meaning their own separate eruv, or joining together with the lower one. So, is that what it says in the source? It doesn't seem to say that in the source. The Gemara says, in Hochinami. In fact, you're right. V'chi kotoni, when it says in the source, pochos mikan ma'arvin echod v'ein ma'arvin shnayim, that seifa, and we have a little arrow to the right-hand side, just connecting it with the original quote, that seifa that says, ein ma'arvin shnayim a tachtona, it's a reference to the lower chotzer. But in truth, if it's as we illustrated in 67 that you have a lower chotzer opening completely into an upper chotzer, so the lower chotzer being that the wall is what they call pochus mikan, it's only 9 tfochim of wall, meaning 5 of the natural and 4 of the built wall, then all they can do is make one eruv with the upper one and not remain separate. And that's what the Seifa was talking about when it said, Ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. As you can see, we now have our second bowtie number 2. Rav Chisto originally, he appeared at the bottom of Omid Aleph, but his Shita is at the top line. He had said, Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Ein Metzdarfin. And Dorash Mreimar, Gidud Chamisho Umechitzo Chamisho Mitzdarfin, that they form a wall. And that would mean that as far as the upper Chotzer is concerned, it too has a wall separating it from the bottom Chotzer. Ashkeche Ravino L'Rav Acha Brei D'Rova. Ravino met Rav Acha, Omar Le Toni Mor Midi B'Mechitza. Do you have any Tanaic sources on the issue of mechitza? Omar le lo. No, I don't. V'hilchisa gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha mitzdarfin. And the Gemara rules like Mereimar, that they do join up to form a full-fledged wall. And the nafkamina would be that these two chatzeros cannot join together to make one, to make an eruv and joining themselves together, but each one would make their own separate eruvei chatzeros. Before we continue in the Gemara, you'll notice, of course, we have a slash mark indicating that which follows is a new trend of thought. On the side of the Gemara, under our nosei, we have a topic heading: Koisel shebein shtei chatzeros shenofal b'Shabbos. Let's say you have a wall separating two courtyards, just like we got finished saying, and that would require them to make separate Eruv Chatzeros. Let us say that such had taken place, and in the middle of Shabbos, the wall fell down. the Gemara. Boy, Rav Hoshaya. Diurin haboyin b'shabes mahu. Case involves, as we said, the wall fell down, so it's as if there are newcomers that came on Shabbos. Mahu shia asru. Does that create a prohibition one on the other? Rashi, across from here, says, Diurin haboyin b'shabes, kagon, an example of newcomers arriving on Shabbos, kagon koisel shebein shtei chatzeros, shenofal b'shabes, a wall between two chatzeros fell on Shabbos, dahainu diurayhu hashto ki hadodi. It's now as if they are all living together. So does that create a prohibition one on the other? After all, they did not make a joint Erev. They couldn't have made a joint Erev if a wall had been separating them. And now they find themselves all together. Does that create a restriction? So as we go on in the Gemara, you'll notice a house marking that appears in two different directions. And under our Mivneh heading, we indicate these are Shnei Deos Cholkos, two arguing opinions. The Gemara. Omar Rav Chisda, Toshma. So in order to conclude this question, let's learn from the following source. Chotzer Gedoylo, Shenifritzo Liktana. A large chotzer that opened into a small chotzer. Now, there's a havamina that Nifritzo means that there was a wall between them and it broke open on Shabbos. Hagedoylo Muteres Vaktana Asura. We dashed them on Haktana Asura because this is going to be the attempt Rav Chisda is making to answer the question. And why? Mitnei shehi kepischo shel gedola. The large one remains muter because it's as if it has an entranceway into the small one, whereas the small one is completely open into the large one. It doesn't have a gate or it doesn't have a fence there. It's rather completely open. So this would show the answer to the question of Diurin haboyin b'shabes, that does create an iser. In other words, as we've learned in previous sukkias, the large chotzer is said to be located also in other words, the members of the large one are also in the small one. So it's as if new people came into the small one, creating an iser. In other words, they don't remain separate. Omar Rabo. Rabo responds, and he says, Amar mi ba'od yom nifritza. The case featured in the source that we just read isn't that the wall broke on Shabbos, but rather it had broken Erev Shabbos, and that's not what Rav Hoshaya's original question was. Rav Hoshaya's question was, Diurin haboyin b'Shabbos, where some status change had taken place on Shabbos. So the Gemara goes on, Omar le Abaye. Abaye has a point. It takes a few lines to develop his point, as you can see with our marking. Abaye says to Rabo, Lo temo mor, don't say Amar. Amar is an expression indicating a suggestion that you ought to say that the source was talking about that, but not a positive, it's not a definitive statement. So Abaye says, don't say it in that fashion, in the Amar, non-definitive fashion. Elo vadai mi ba'od yom nifritza. Rather, it definitely is speaking about a case where the wall broke Erev Shabbos. The reason that you have to say it like that is because regarding the topic of the Diurin haboyin b'Shabbos, you yourself had said ein oisrin. The ha mor hu the omar. You said the following. We have quotation marks indicating what Rabbah himself had said in the past. And it's as follows. Boy mi name Rav Huna, boy mi name Rav Yehuda. I, Rabbah, had asked a question of Rav Huna and of Rav Yehuda. Irev derech ha-pesach, v'nistam ha-pesach. Imagine you have two chatzeros that have a wall between them, but it also has a door between them. And they made an Eruv through the door, meaning they made an Eruv joining the two together because they have access through the door. Alternatively, Erev Derech Chalon, V'nistam HaChalon Mahu, or they had made an Eruv through a window, but it got sealed up, just like the case of the door, V'nistam HaPesach. We didn't explain that, but after they had made the Eruv, Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos, Nistam, it got sealed up. In other words, there was an avalanche, there was a rock, some rocks fell in that spot, sealing up either the door or the window. It sealed up the access point. V'omar Li, and Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, they told me Shabbos kevon shehutra hutra. The status is all dependent on what it was at the entrance of Shabbos. And since at the entrance of Shabbos they had access through the window or through the doorway, so even though now it's sealed up, they can still pass things over the wall, since at the entrance of Shabbos they had in fact joined together. So as far as the issue of some status change taking place on Shabbos, that doesn't affect the halacha. So as far as diurin haboyin b'Shabbos is concerned, Rabbah would certainly have said that if it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, so it remains mutter throughout Shabbos. Therefore, the source that says the Chotzer Gedol Shenifritz Oliktana, there was a break that took place between the Gedol and the Ktana, and the source had said the Ktana is Asura, it must be that the break in the wall had taken place Erev Shabbos, because had it taken place on Shabbos, the Ktana would have remained mutter. Itmar, Koisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros Shenofal. A wall that existed between two courtyards, and there was no doorway in this wall, and as a result they had not made an Eruv together. So a wall that divided or separated two courtyards, and it fell. Rav Omar Ein Metaltlin Bo Ela Bedalet Amos. Rav does not hold from the concept that we mentioned a moment before of Hoyol V'Hutra Hutra. Rather, since they now open completely one into the other, there is a carrying restriction to four amos. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rav Omar Ein Metaltlin Bo Ela Ba'arba. Rav Les Le Hoyol V'Hutra Hutra. Rav does not hold from that idea that everything is based on things at the beginning of Shabbos. But rather, even though there might have been heter at the beginning of Shabbos, if there's some type of change, that will also affect a halachic change. Rashi goes on, Ukechad chotzer lo mashminalei. We don't view it as a singular chotzer. De kaimalon chotzer shelo irva divrei hakol metaltelin kelilim. Kalim Shishovsu Bavira. Dahi Kulo Chada Rashusa Hi. In other words, this case, even though the two chatzers run one into the other, we don't view it as one chatzer, which would have allowed the carrying around of vessels that had been in its airspace at the entrance of Shabbos. Why is this not viewed like that? Da'i kula chada reshusi. That case of one large chotzer is where it was one domain. Aval hachashte reshuya susura zuimzu hoyu. This case, they've started off Shabbos. It's when Shabbos sent in, there were two separate chotzeres that could not carry one to the other. V'nimseis kol achas. Now with the wall having fallen down, it's really each one is prutsa b'mlo l'mokam o'asur lo, is completely open into another domain that is forbidden to it. Afal gav de kaimlo de chatzeres rishus achas hein. Even though in general we hold that all chatzeres are considered one legal entity, hocha b'shiir vo kol achas de atzma askinon. Here, this is a new detail, and that is that here each one of these chatzeres on either side of the original wall had made an eruv with their own houses. For Rav Litamei, and you see Rav's restriction is consistent with Rav's teaching that we've seen earlier, the Amar Halacha Rabbi Shimon. The halacha will follow Rabbi Shimon that all chatzeros are considered one legal entity that you can carry from one to the other, v'hu shelo yirvu. That is only if they had not made individual eruve chatzeros with their houses. Avol yirvu, if those chatzeros had made an eruv with their houses, then shtei rishuyos hein, then each chatzer, in the event that they had not joined together, are considered two separate domains and they cannot carry from one to the other. And this, of course, was Rav's original shita that had to do with the gzero mishum moni debati, the presence of house vessels in the chotzer, and the fear that one might carry house vessels from one chotzer to another chotzer. We're not going to go over all of the svara and all of the discussion that we had there, but we're just mentioning the highlights. So, in the case of Kosel Shebein Shtei Chatzir Shenofal, Rav rules no movement whatsoever. Shmuel Omar, Ze Metatel Ad Iker Mechitza, we're continuing at the top of Tzadi Dalet Amid Aleph. Shmuel says that each Chatzir can carry within their original bounds, and therefore each one can carry till where the wall originally was. That's what it means, Ze Metatel Ad Iker Mechitza, Ze Metatel Ad Iker Mechitza. Each chotzer member can carry up till the original, the place where the original dividing wall had been located. And as Rashi points out, according to Shmuel, we say hoyol v'hutra hutra. Rashi adds quite a few more details, and most of the details are things we have learned already. So let's take a look at Rashi at the top. Zemetatil ad ikur mechitza ki demeikara, as they originally were carrying when the wall was extant. The amrinon hayol v'hutra hutra. We say that since when Shabbos began and the wall was there, they had no internal chotzer carrying restrictions. So too now that the wall fell on Shabbos, since at the beginning of Shabbos they were able to carry in their respective chotzeros, they can continue doing so. Ubekli habayis komar Shmuel, and what is being carried, the vessels that had been in each chotzer's houses at the onset of Shabbos. The b'sheshavsu b'chotzer, for if we were talking about vessels that had been in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, afilu mechotzer lechotzer nami, you can carry them even from one chotzer to the next. And here we're talking about carrying within the chotzer till the point of the original wall. As far as vessels that had been in the chotzer at the onset of Shabbos, that you can carry from one chotzer to the next. Shmuel is the one that said we follow Rabbi Shimon that all chatzeros are considered one continuum, one domain, even in a case where the chotzer had made an eruv with their own houses. Nevertheless, lo gozar mishum moni debatim. He was not fearful. In other words, Shmuel's interpretation or explanation of Reb Shimon states that there is no fear, even in the event that an eruv chatzeros was made in each chotzer and there would be house vessels in any one of those given chatzeros, you're still allowed to carry chotzer vessels from one chotzer to the next, not fearing that you'll end up carrying house vessels, which are technically speaking prohibited to carry to the next chotzer, but that's not going to stop us from carrying chotzer vessels to the next chotzer. V'afagav dahash dahavlu chotzer achas kishenofal, even though now it appears as one chotzer when the wall has fallen down, lo asri luhu botim, the houses do not impose a restriction. The hoshori lafuki mi botim lechotzer hoyol v'hutur lemixas haShabbos. Since it was mutter for the people in the houses to carry their vessels to the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains mutter now that the wall has fallen. We continue in the Gemara on the second line from the top. V'ha derav lav b'feirush itmar elo mechlola itmar. That which Rav said, that you can't move in the chotzer now that the wall has fallen down is not something that Rav said explicitly, but rather it's derived from an incident. The Rav Shmuel, and here we have an incident, and this this section lasts, we could say this whole point lasts till basically till the Mishnah. The Rav Shmuel Havu Yasvi Bahu Chotzer, Rav and Shmuel were present in a courtyard on Shabbos, and there was a wall separating it from another courtyard. Nofal Guda de Beni Beni, and the separation wall, Guda is a wall, de Beni Beni, that was between two chatzeros, that wall fell down. Omar Lahu Shmuel. Let's take a look in our Pirush Chai at illustration 68. You'll find on page 206. So, noting the picture, you can see a wall had fallen down and there was a string running across and some clothing items were put on the rope in order to serve as a, well, to the impression we get to serve as a makeshift mechitza. But we'll see more about this as we go on in the Gemara. So the wall fell down, and this is of course on Shabbos. Omar Luhu Shmuel, Shmuel told them, Shkolu Glimo Negidu Ba. Take a glimo as an article of clothing and put it over the rope, creating a mechitza. Ahadrinu Rav Lape. Rav looked away in disgust. Rav was of the opinion that it's usur to carry the sheets or the articles of clothing in the chotzer. Omar Lohu Shmuel, I Kopid Abo, if Abo is really Rav's real name. So Shmuel saying if Abo is upset, Shkolu Heimaine Vekotruba, well then take his belt and tie it there. Now this particular line is something that needs further explanation. Rashi doesn't elaborate. Rashi says Shkolu Heimaine Vekotruba, Khu Avneto Vekotruba Es Atalis Lemechitza. What the Meforshim say, you can look in the Rabbeinu Yehoinosan on the Rif and at the Hagois Chavis Yoyer as well. And the point that Shmuel is making is that if Rav seems upset, well then like just to make the point, you take his belt and tie the sheets in place to make this mechitza. The Gemara asks, "Ule Shmuel lomo liha?" According to Shmuel, what does he need to bother with this mechitza to begin with? Ha Omar zemetatel adikur mechitza vezemetatel adikur mechitza. We saw Shmuel before saying that when a wall had fallen down, you can carry in the chotzer until where the original wall had stood without any need for making a mechitza. The Gemara answers, "Shmuel ovid litzniusa bi'alma." Shmuel put up this fence, it wasn't really the making of a mechitza per se, but it was simply for privacy purposes, so that privacy could be maintained from the separating him from the neighbors on the other side. Rav, Yisvirulei da'osir, what about Rav? If he holds that it's osir to carry anything in the chotzer, being that the wall has fallen down, let him say straight out. Why was his reaction simply turning away in disgust, as the expression Hadrinu Rav Liape suggests? Tell him straight out, you're doing something wrong. Asre de Shmuel Ave. Rav was a visitor in Shmuel's town, and being that it was not his location, it wasn't for him to issue legal rulings. Shmuel was the legal authority in that place. Well then, Ihochi Mai Taima Adrinu Lape. So then, recognizing that Shmuel was the authority over there, why did Rav turn away in disgust? Answer, the lo nemru, so that others shouldn't say, Kishmuel Svira Lei, that I, Rav, accept Shmuel's ruling. No, I don't accept his ruling, but on the other hand, I'm not really able to voice my opposition, being that Shmuel was the legal authority in that location. Before we conclude, let us remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.